I want to thank Guy Erickson for answering the phones this evening,
yes,
and
thank
thanks
you,
to
Guy.
Him.
Very much.
And if you
thank
would
you very
like,
much.
And if you would like to comment on the show or any shows you hear on KGNU, you can always call the comment line at 303-447-9911. That's the comment line at 303-447-9911. So thanks again for tuning in this evening to Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson, and please tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. And stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Corriente, and coming up next at 7, it's the Cabaret, KGNU's Cabaret Show. So, it is 7 o'clock. It's actually 7:01. That is the time. And this is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time now for the Cabaret Show.
Thank you much for joining us on the Cabaret, where tonight we are featuring the Shapiro Brothers here in KGNU's live sound studio. They are from Missouri, Kansas City. I guess it's Kansas City, Missouri. And we'll be playing around the area, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, for the next week or so. And we can discuss that when we get back after you folks play a few.
All right. We're going to start off with a song called Nope.
Calling all you animals, crawling on the ocean floors, climbing through the canopy, decorating cubicles. Oh, party's started. Come on down. Take the blue line to Bucktown. We'll throw a record on the grill, dance until our hearts sit still. Ooh. Ooh. I read the writing on the wall. For a good time, make the call. I made the call, and here you are. All my favorite animals. Oh, you rabbits, with your magic tricks. You quadrupedal derelicts. Train hobos, my mother knows. Trying squirrels and bonobos.
We're going to keep it rolling now.
Yeah.
This is Mikhail Shapiro. I'm here with Chad Brothers. Together we are the Shapiro Brothers.
Hello, Boulder.
And this next song is called Hot Cool. My hand,
kiss your cheek. How we play it so discreet on a wall in a park, like a scene from a dream. In the dark, rock and roll. Oh, honey, save my soul. Cool, hot, 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 hot. Cool, cool, cool. Take a seat, make a move before the credits roll. In this heat, play it cool. Play a rock and roll. Eyes ablaze, going crazy in each other's gaze. Cool, hot, 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 hot. So slowly, the hours hang on a wire. Ooh, 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 how we burn, you know. We could start a chemical fire.
Kiss your cheek.
How we play it so discreet. Hearts aflame.
Hearts aflame.
Can I name this song? But it sounds so sweet. Ha!
Play you one more song. That was Hot Cool. Before that was Nope. And this song is called Eggshells.
This is brand new.
Fresh off the brain.
My mind had wandered on. leaves you walking on eggshells.
The Shapiro Brothers. The Shapiro Brothers consist of Mikhail Shapiro. Mikhail, welcome.
Thank you.
And Chad Brothers. Here. Great. And Chad.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Say, I was going to go over your tour coming up. I know that you left, but I first want to talk about, you left Kansas City this morning.
We left Kansas City this morning, bright and early, you know, and we are happy to be here. You know, it's a long drive, but it's pretty out there.
Uh-huh. We're dressed for radio. Right. Showed up just right.
We actually, before we left for Kansas City, we left from Winfield, Kansas. I don't know if there's any bluegrass listeners out there, but a lot of people in the bluegrass community know about Winfield, Kansas, which is, we spent a week down there last week.
The Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival happens once a year, third weekend in September, and it's a giant village of music.
Yeah, so we came from Kansas City, but we kind of came from that, too.
Okay. So from there, you're starting your Western tour?
That's right.
2015.
That's right. We're spending about a week here in beautiful Colorado, and then we're going to head out of Colorado and go up farther northwest. So,
wow,
very excited. But we have quite a few dates that we're playing over the next week around the area.
Yeah, well, it says tomorrow you're playing at the Vindication Brewing.
That's correct. Yeah.
In Boulder.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Thursday you're leaving town, going up to Fort Collins.
Yep.
And you'll be playing at the Artery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're back to Boulder.
Yep.
On Friday.
Yep.
And then Saturday, you're going to be in Denver at the Swallow Hill Music.
Yep, that's a big show for us down there. We're really excited to go play there at Swallow Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, you're doing a doubleheader.
That's right.
Can't get enough music.
But it's not in the same stadium. Right?
That's right.
You're in Rollinsville.
Yeah, at the stage stop up there, yep.
And then you're coming back to Boulder?
Yeah. Playing the Laughing Goat on Sunday night, so...
Wonderful.
We've got a whole week of music. We're going to be really good by the time this thing's over with.
We're going to be super pro.
But then I was looking at your schedule. You have one day off, and then you have to appear, in Montana?
Yeah, we got one day off, and then we'll be up in Butte, Montana.
That's to build our transporter so that we can
get
to Montana in time.
That's right.
No doubleheaders that day.
No doubleheaders that day. Yeah. So, yeah, we've got a nice tour. This is our first tour out as a duo together. So all these places are new to me. Most of them are new to Mikhail, and we couldn't be more excited to be out on the road.
Cool.
Yeah, Chad just quit his job.
That's right.
I mean, his other job.
Right.
Music is a job.
Yeah, that's right. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. My parents were like, "How's it feel to be unemployed?" And I said, "I'm not unemployed. I'm fully employed now."
Right. Working harder.
So you're going Montana, then
out to Idaho. We've got some friends up there we're playing with up there.
In Wallace, Idaho. Spokane,
Washington.
And Seattle.
Yep. And then we're going to start heading down the coast. We've got dates in Portland.
Arcata,
California, Oakland. We're going to end up in L.A. and then come back east.
Through Telluride and Pueblo.
That's right.
So how much time are you talking here?
About 4 weeks we'll be out on the road.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a lot of stops.
Yeah. That'll be, I think we played 20 or 21 shows on that time.
So. Fantastic.
With a small stop at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, we'll take a little tour there, a detour there.
I hear it's pretty big.
Don't ask me. I've never done that. Are you playing the Grand Canyon?
No. Okay. We may play around a campfire for ourselves there.
Sure. So, yes, we are. We're playing in the canyon.
Private party.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we'll let you play a few more songs,
great.
And we'll come back and let's talk about your music that you have out on CDs.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Love to.
Okay, let's do this song. Not an original, it's a traditional that hails from our side of things over in Kansas and Missouri. And it's something that Chad and I discovered was just a really beautiful song. A lot of people know it, but they don't know all the verses to it. And we like to share that with people.
Yeah. It's the state song of Kansas, which is where we're... that's where I'm from, so...
Chad's from Winfield.
Yeah, so here we go.
You can admit it.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer.
seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. So pure, and the zephyr's so free, and the breeze is so balmy and light, I would not exchange my home on the range for all of the city so bright. Skies are not cloudy all day.
On the range.
I hope I didn't drown you guys out.
Oh no, your beautiful harmonies, your third part there was really crucial.
Fit right in there.
Oh yeah. Well, we have an election coming up, so I thought I'd play something hyper political. This is a song I wrote close to the 4th of July a couple years ago, and I somewhat inspired by Leonard Cohen. And a bit by Woody Guthrie.
No need to fake it, we all know where you stand. With your foot in the door, then that line on the sand. We watched you steal the floor with that gun in your hand. So put down your pretense while you load up your chambers. Spare us that story about loving your neighbors. We watched your devil deal wheel and go down under the tables. You're just a pawn for the man. Just a pawn for the man. Just a pawn for the man. You're lighting up his matches for that bomb in his hand. While you know you smile, you think you're part of the plan. That's just the road that'll use. noose for your hanging, and now you offer him your neck, 'cause you can't check the king, not as a pawn for the man. With a noose or a collar, the gallows you'll scream, you'll be hanging there for hours inside the machine, where you can tally up the mileage, you can tune out the screams, but just do. Forging his chains of supply and demand, while he's slapping them on you as he's shaking your hand. You're just a pawn for the man. Just a pawn for the man. Just a pawn for the man. We don't know how it ends, but it's sure to be grand, 'cause we're all still lining up just to be in his band.
That's that. And that's
now that.
Now
we got that one out.
That one's called Pawn for the Man. Well, maybe we'll lighten it up a little bit here with something like a murder ballad. How's that sound?
There you go.
Okay, let's do a murder ballad.
That's a good way to lighten up the mood here.
This is based off of a Townes Van Zandt song that I learned called Dublin Blues. And he learned it from Guy Clark. And I learned it from Townes, and I changed it from Dublin Blues to Dublin Reds, and you'll hear why. You hadn't fallen. Over the river's ledge, but you kept fishing for a fight way too close to the edge. Forgive me all my anger. Oh, forgive me all my faults. No need to forgive me though, for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, right up to the time you fell. Straight past the water, down through the depths of hell. Dublin Reds.
All right, the Shapiro Brothers.
That's us.
That's it. Yeah, here on Cabaret Live, KGNU.
We're live.
It's alive.
That's right.
All right. So, I know you have some new, well, Mikhail, you have a new album, or
right,
a CD album.
A new album that I put out this year in April with a really wonderful cast of characters from Kansas City, some beautiful, talented musicians, including Chad Brothers, who is here with me today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's called The Musical.
Okay. And any of the songs you've been playing tonight, is that on?
Yes, some of the songs we played in that first set, Nope and Hot Cool are on there. And we'll play some more for you if we have time.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm also in a band over in Kansas City called Old Sound, and it's an acoustic trio with some friends of mine, and that's what I do when I'm not playing with Miss Mikhail Shapiro.
Oh, you have a couple other projects. You're a wanted man. Casey Roush for
gun,
one.
Hired gun. That's right, Casey Roush. Uh-huh. And I've got some other bands too. But
in his pocket.
Yeah.
He plays fantasy football. It's all kinds of things you don't know about him.
Oh, he's staying busy nowadays.
That's right.
And what's the name of the CD? It came out in 2014, right?
It's called Rain Follows the Plow. Let's see if I can say it right.
Is it called Chad Brothers?
No, actually, it's our band called Old Sound. But okay. I'm featured on that as well as the other two guys that are on that album. So
it's an incredible acoustic trio with some longtime friends, including Chad. And yeah, you can tell that they've grown up musically together in the way that they play and the way they harmonize.
Cool.
Yeah. There's my review for
That's
you.
That's nice. That's very nice. Thank you.
You haven't heard that, I'm sure.
Yeah, not quite like that.
And what kind of songs do you have on there?
It's Americana, bluegrass roots stuff, but it's also kind of an alternative acoustic indie kind of thing too. I don't really quite know how to put my finger on it, but there's a lot of country and Americana and folk and bluegrass influences in that album. So
great. And home on the Range.
Yeah,
where is that recorded anywhere? Is it
not officially yet, but maybe we'll put that on, you know, maybe we'll put that on one of our next recordings.
Well, so you ought to petition the state of Kansas.
That's what we thought maybe, right. We could get them to use our version.
Yeah, you know? But they don't have any budget, I heard. They're kind of, I mean, and we cost a lot.
Yeah, a lot of money, especially to the state of Kansas.
That's great.
Yeah. So we grew up, I think we both learned that song in elementary school when we were growing up.
Right, but it seems like, you know, younger generations, like, they don't know the song like we do.
Right.
And so it's nice to keep sharing it, I think, even though it seems like a childhood song.
Right.
It really is beautifully written.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
You guys did a great version.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, some more music, huh?
You want to do some more music? We'll come back and
we'll
talk a little bit more about how you guys got started
and
a couple other things.
Great.
Okay.
All right. This one's called Out on the Town, and it is off the new album, The Musical. Won't you make it real? Could you come pick me up and take me out on the town? I'll wear my best shoes, I'll even let you choose the music on the jukebox, 'cause I know I like your sound. I want to get high just like you do. I wanna get back. Show me how you do. Hey, Mr. Feelgood, do you think that we should take it slowly? Oh no, we should just go for the gold. I can tell you're a gambling man by the way you hold your hand. If you don't place a bet, you could get left out in the cold. I want to get high just like you. I wanna get by. Can't show me how to. Well, I know I said I'm not the settled kind, but on days like these I can see forever, and maybe I just wanna change my mind. Maybe it all depends on the weather or not. You can settle too. I've seen the gypsy in your eyes. I know how much she beckons you, but can she give you a home beneath these big blue skies? Was Out on the Town off the musical. The musical, it has two sides. It's a record, like a real vinyl record. And on the first side is Act One, and on the second side is Act Two. And that side's buried in Act Two down at the end. It's kind of a winding down song, but we're just getting this set started, so maybe we should pick it back up with something. How about another song that kind of hails from our home state of misery? Kansas City Misery, and incorporates some of the bluegrass that we've been hearing.
That's right.
We just came back from Winfield, Kansas, where they have the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival, and filled our spirits up with some of that.
Good old time bluegrass music.
Late. Gonna give my faith to a four-leaf clover I found in the field of the show-me state. And now,
and now,
don't say a word. We all know love is a skittish bird. Like a boy who tried to wed me in the bed of the Chevy on a slippery slope of that Louisiana. Hup!
Song is called Persephone, and it's off an older album called For Good, and maybe we should play For Good. Does that sound good? Chad Brothers?
Yeah, sounds great.
I'm Mikhail Shapiro. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm here with Chad Brothers. And
hi there, Boulder and Colorado.
And Denver.
Right?
And
thank
Denver.
You. Good to be singing and playing music for you guys.
I'm gonna I'm gonna leave you for good. I'm gonna take your things back to your mother's. just like I promised I would. Then I'm gonna move to the city. I'm gonna go back to school. I'm gonna trade all my gold for some paper.
Stumbling over everything here. The Shapiro brothers.
Thank you.
Mikhail Shapiro and Chad Brothers. You know, listening to your songs, And Mikhail, you write most of the lyrics?
That's right.
Okay, now, I've always wondered this about songwriters. How did you get started? What is it that said, okay, I want to break up with this guy. Hey, I'm going to write a song about that.
Well, you write that song and then you throw it away because it usually is terrible. And then you write about 1,000 more, and then maybe you hope that there's some gems in there. I think, you know, sometimes I think Dr. Seuss started me off.
Okay.
Yeah, very early on with some good rhyme schemes, and then I took it from there. I didn't pick up the guitar till I was 19, but I had been writing a lot before then. And
Writing songs?
I was before? Writing poetry and prose.
Okay.
I was writing and journaling and, you know, just observing the world through the lens of the English language, which is kind of skewed. And you know, when I picked up the guitar, I was like, oh, maybe I can put some of these words to that those sounds. And then I had to learn how to sing, still learning, but it's
so you
a process.
So you went from Dr. Seuss to Townes Van Zandt?
Yeah. It's not a far jump in the grand scheme of the universe.
Now, how did you get introduced to somebody like Townes Van Zandt? That's a, you know, fairly narrow sound for people to find.
Townes Van Zandt. I think he came to me in a dream. No, I think, you know, I heard him. Perhaps someone was playing a record of his, I believe, and it just touched me. His music is so deep and so irreverent in some ways, and his finger-picking style, all of it, his whole being sort of sang to me, and it is some sad, sad country music.
Right.
And I think that the depth of it really resonated with me.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, because he's wonderful.
And there's a lot of depth to Dr. Seuss. I'm not saying that.
Sure. You could. I'm sure they'll be making another Dr. Seuss movie, and you can probably help write the music.
Please, no. Please stop making those horrible Dr. Seuss remakes.
Okay. Well, I do want to get a plug in for the radio station
absolutely.
That you work
on. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's another community radio station.
That's right.
A sister station.
Yeah.
To KKFI. It's KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
And we have over 100 DJs. Is it the same way there, where they're really knowledgeable in their music? And
there are some really knowledgeable DJs that have been there so much longer than I have. I'm a newbie, and you know, people who get into community radio stay in it for decades, and they're a real inspiration to me. And there's definitely some of those at the station.
Well, they must like it, because the pay isn't really.
We're volunteers. I get up at, you know, at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning to volunteer for my radio station, and I'm a musician, so it's not easy.
All right. Well, we've got running up to 7:45, and we have Corriente coming in at 8 o'clock. But let's hear some more from the Shapiro Brothers.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Sure. Let's play the song. It's called This Way to Heaven. I promise we'll pick it up after this.
This way to heaven, this way to heaven, way down through the Sycamore Valley. Free all your lovers, love all your brethren, and tell them you'll love them forever. Ooh.
this way to heaven, way down through the sycamore valley. Leave all your worries, but give them your blessing. You bury your courage within them.
That was This Way to Heaven off of the musical, my latest album. And, well, Chad Brothers, do you have any preferences of what we play next?
What are our options?
Oh, so many. There's, let's see, The Masquerade, we've got Mockingbird.
Mockingbird.
All right. Maybe we'll end on The Masquerade then. Spoiler alert.
Mama's gonna buy you mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, Mama's gonna find you Valentine. And if that Valentine don't love, Mama's gonna buy you punching glove.
Mama's gonna buy you punching glove. Mama's gonna buy you punching glove. Mama's gonna buy you punching glove.
If that Valentine don't love. Punching glove don't fight, Mama's gonna find you some dynamite, so you can blow this town to Timbuktu, teach that boy a thing or two.
If that town wants you in jail, call your mama, she'll post your bail.
But if that jail won't let you call, Mama's gonna buy you a wrecking ball.
Mama's gonna buy you a wrecking ball. Mama's gonna buy you a wrecking ball. Mama's gonna buy you a wrecking ball. If that jail won't let you call.
So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna love you by and by.
Hold your knee, the open sky. Kiss the moonbeams from your eyes.
That was good.
Thanks. That was called Mockingbird. I guess we have time for one more. Is that right, Steve?
We have more.
Oh,
10 minutes. We've got plenty.
Wow, that's like.
I give you permission.
Sweet.
That's like 10 bluegrass songs right there. All right. Well, let's
play another tune, and then maybe we talk about our upcoming shows again real quick, and then we can close it out with someone.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll just, you know, we were talking about Towns Van Zandt and sad country songs, and well, this is a song that. Chad Brothers and myself wrote together, and hopefully not indicative of our relationship. Just that we can collaborate, which is a good sign.
Just a story.
Just a story. That I hope you find entertaining. I can't remember forgetting the day that you said goodbye. Was it Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or a Saturday night? All that I know is you're here now, with your arms wrapped around me so tight. If there were some wrongs in our past, dear, I'd rather not remember right. I can't remember forgetting the slow dance of dread we were doing, the crazy eyes, the angry drives that sped down the road to our room. I can't remember forgetting the history of hatchets we threw. But if I forgot, oh, remind me. Here in the now with you. That was Here and Now off the musical.
Nice. And I do want to say that that was a great takeoff on The Mockingbird.
Oh, thank you.
Some of the darker verses I hadn't heard before. That was nice.
Yeah, yeah. Those sprout out of nowhere. The secret,
did it really?
Verses. It was inspired by a very protective mother that I know and love, yes.
Nice. Okay, the Shapiro.
Shapiro.
I almost made it through the hour without.
And it's a hard one.
The Shapiro brothers.
That's it.
So let's go over what you're coming up to tomorrow night.
Sure, yeah. Tomorrow night we're playing at Vindication Brewing from 5:30 to 7. And then, let's see, what do we got? Thursday we're playing up at the Artery in Fort Collins.
Downtown Artery. Yep. It's a new space. Friday we have a party of Starwater Productions in Boulder. Not quite sure the whereabouts of that yet, just yet, but if you check our Facebook page, we have you can check Shapiro Brothers. You can find us on Facebook, and we post everything there. And we got the Twitterverse and the Instagramiverse and
that's all, right. All that stuff. We're all over it.
And then Saturday we play the at Swallow Hill
Music School.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's in Denver. And then we come back here to Boulder, and we play at Laughing Goat.
That's right.
But first we
have an afternoon
have a pit stop at Stage Stop.
At Stage Stop on Sunday afternoon.
That's in Rollinsville.
Rollinsville, that's right.
Right. Henry Rollins, I think, he founded that.
It's possible. So it looks like it's about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we play one more to lead us out, or?
You bet. So stay tuned for Corriente coming up at 8.
We just want to thank you guys here at KGNU for having us, and thanks Steve for the interview, and we're excited to be in the town. So
it was a pleasure to be able to listen to you guys.
Thank
it's
you.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks.
The masquerade it has begun. Your friends have come from all over the world to see the girls with the stardust in their hair, to see the boys with their toys, like those monkeys on the trains that make the noise when the boys go to pull their chains. Pull up a chair, grab a drink, grab a bottle at the bar. It'll make you shrink, it'll make you think you're 100 stories tall, and when you fall, we'll catch your glass. Don't want to miss another round, another kiss of bliss before the circus. Whoops and leaves this town. Spend another day with you, to stay with you. It's always been a pleasure, but now, my friends, we can't pretend. We got other matters we must attend, and so we bid to you a sweet adieu, 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 adieu.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Now Playing, Colorado's own television series airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT Channel 12. Now Playing brings the sounds of Colorado's musicians to you and explores the creative community, beer, cuisine, stories, and arts that inspire their songs and live performances. More information can be found at nowplayinglive.org or by watching Now Playing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 12. Now Playing is a Denver Film Company production.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen and women, boys and girls, señoras y señores, vatos y vatos. You've tuned into KGNU's Corriente, música latina para la gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, entrándole y saliendo por el other side de los linguistic barreras. It's the 22nd of September, and 4 días, 4 days, it will be el 26 de septiembre, the 26th, the 1-year anniversary of El Masacre de Iguala, the bizarre incident in which six persons were shot to death and 43 young student teachers were desaparecidos by a combined force of local chota, the police officers, and alleged criminal gunmen, sicarios. In the last year, the Iguala massacre has prompted massive protests and inspired countless songs. Tonight's show is dedicated to the dead, to the disappeared, and to the friends and family members whose lives will never be the same. The music on tonight's show is all from the outpouring of rage, mourning, and protest that has swept Mexico for the last year. Pero le faltan 43. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM.